Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
All right, this kind of reminds me, today we're going to be talking, you're going to meet Gabby and her mom Mary here in a second, but it kind of reminds me of the story of the Good Samaritan. So in the Good Samaritan, there's a problem on the side of the road, and religious people and powerful people and people of means and people with ability see it. They know that there's something going on, but they choose to do nothing. So in my family, I don't know about your family, we really don't have any issues in terms of kind of the special needs community, people with special needs, where you turn that around. And when you go to GabbysGrounds.com, you'll see it's special abilities community. So we look at that and go, there's special needs. But no, in God's economy, a lot of that turns into special abilities. And interestingly enough, when it comes to Down syndrome, that's a subject that comes up every semester in my Christian ethics class, and we talk to students about it. And because a lot of people abort Down syndrome children, and I'll ask my students, "Do you guys know any families with a Down syndrome child?" And invariably, 30-40% of the kids in the class will raise their hand, and then I'll say, "How would you generally describe those families?" And most of the time, the number one word that they come back with is happy. And they go, "Okay." So there's happiness there, there's joy there, but there's also meaning, there's opportunities to go from something that we would say, okay, that's a disability, to actually an opportunity or a special abilities community. And you'll find all about Gabby and Mary and Gabby's Grounds, GabbysGrounds.com. Super cool story. And Mary and Gabby are in the studio today. Hi, Mary. Mary and I have known each other for a while.
Hi, Steve.
God bless you.
Thank you.
And then Gabby, I don't know that we've ever talked, Gabby, but I've seen you many, many times, time and time again. How are you, Gabby? Nice to see you.
I'm doing good.
Awesome. So stay close to the mic. Pull your chair close and get right up there. Get comfortable. And Gabby, how old are you?
23.
Gabby's 23. Mary and I refuse to acknowledge
our age. That's right.
We're a little north of 23, but
not
that far.
Not much.
So before we talk about Gabby's Grounds and all the things going on there, and there's a lot of ways today, you guys, that you can get involved with what God has been doing in this family's life, and just a really great way to kind of exercise your faith as a follower of Jesus. But let's get in the Wayback Machine and kind of go back, because you guys have six children. Gabby's number five.
Number five, only girl.
God bless you, Gabby. We should probably stop and pray right now. So when did you find out that she was going to be a little different?
At birth, the doctor said, well, we are concerned that she has Down syndrome. So I said, okay, well. The next day we found out she needed surgery, so I went from, you know, poor me, poor baby, something's wrong with your first girl, to, okay, I'm a mama, and you're going to operate on my baby, so now I'm back in mother mode.
Yeah. And then what was the reaction from your family, from your husband, from the other kids? What was the...
My husband was, you know, he didn't want to tell his family, so the other kids, you know, they didn't know any different, and they never did with her growing up, and they treated her just like one of the other brothers. She's a tomboy, right, Boo?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's so funny. And so what was the reaction of people around you?
You know, they wanted to give me sympathy. And I was like, I don't need sympathy. You know, God sent her to me, and she's going to be awesome. So I don't need your sympathy.
Yeah. And then what was it like raising a Down syndrome child? Because I've never seen, I think this is just God's special blessing.
Absolutely.
I've never seen anybody that has Down syndrome that looks less than enthusiastic.
That's true.
You know, have you ever
noticed
that?
She's awesome. I mean, it was tough. You know, I mean, she didn't get invited to the birthday parties in school. She didn't get invited to play dates, no sleepovers. Whereas, you know, I had experience with this from my five other kids. They were always going and playing, and she wasn't. So it was tough. It was challenging.
And then, Gabby, what was it like growing up in mom and dad's house with all these brothers and being a little different than the other kids? What was that like for you, Gabby?
It was fun.
You learned what did they teach you how to do?
My younger brother, Quentin, taught me how to skateboard and climb trees.
Wow. That's pretty cool. So, and then now what about the girls? Would you rather hang out and play with your brothers or other girls?
I play with my brothers the most.
Because it was more fun?
It was way fun.
That's way fun. That's really, I like that answer.
Yeah.
But did you ever think of yourself, Gabby, as being different? I mean, did you know that you were a little different? I mean, you're fun, you're exciting, you've got a great streak in you because you're an activist now. You're doing all kinds of stuff. But did you feel different? What was that like growing up, being a little different?
It did not feel different, but it was fun being different.
Isn't that, now...
It's fun being different.
It's fun being different.
I like that.
You might want to write that down.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's fun being different. That is. So at what point, Mary, did you guys all of a sudden, it's one thing to be a family and you're moving forward and you have Gabby, who's your only daughter, and a little different because of Down syndrome. Okay, whatever. You're going to live life as a family. But at what point did you start kind of looking outward?
Oh, I think, you know, at high school, I think it was, she was working as a bagger at Harris Teeter, and she always saved all her money. She saved all her Christmas money, all her birthday money for her restaurant. So she was just practicing the cooking. And so, you know, once she got out of high school and went to many interviews and nobody wanted to hire her, I started thinking, all right, we need to start thinking of what we can create a business for her. Right, Boo?
So, Gabby, so you wanted to have your own restaurant?
Oh, yeah.
When did you start thinking about that? Do you remember?
Because I love cooking.
You love cooking. What do you like cooking the most?
Graham is recorded content created by the Truth Network.
Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth. But no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Okay, well, here's a little bit of a book recommendation, but I will warn you in advance, it's going to really torque you off. You're going to get pretty upset, especially if you've been paying attention for the last year at all. And the name Anthony Fauci makes the skin on the back of your neck crawl. But listen to this. The love of power is natural. It is insatiable. It is whetted, not cloyed by possession. Power renders man wanton, insolent of others, and fond of themselves. Enter Anthony Fauci. That's at the beginning. That's near the beginning of Fauci and Bargain, which we've been talking about since it came out recently by my friend Steve Dace, the most powerful and dangerous bureaucrat in American history. You're talking about Anthony Fauci. Then you go towards the end of the book and it says this: Fauci isn't your friend, he's a fiend. Frank. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show for you, those of you on radio going, what happened to you guys? I don't know. I don't have a clue. I don't know. I'm just sitting here. The monkey flips the switch, right? So then I'm just in here doing my thing, and then the next thing you know, we're off the air for 30 seconds. Not on Facebook. We weren't off there. But on the radio we were, but we're back. So if you want to check, if you just pinch me, you see that I'm real right now. Okay, it's live. We're live here in the studio. Welcome back. The Steve Noble Show. Mary and Gabby Angelini are with me here in the studio, and they have a wonderful story, and God's been doing some really cool things in their lives for a long time. Gabby's 23. She was born with Down syndrome with five, count them, not one, not two, not three, not four, but five brothers.
That's right. Five brothers.
Five brothers. So add Gabby to your prayer list simply because she has five brothers and Mary's her mom, which is mostly a blessing. What do you think about your mom, Gabby?
I love my mom.
Why do you love your mom?
Because she's beautiful, and I always love her no matter what.
That's pretty good. That's a very good answer. And so we're just kind of learning the story and growing up, being Down syndrome and these challenges. But Gabby had a desire when she was young to have her own restaurant, very entrepreneurial, trying to get jobs and stuff. So then you get to the point where you kind of take matters into your own hands. Is that what happened, Mary?
That's what happened. We went down, checked out the other coffee shop that employed people with disabilities, and Gabby said, let's do it. So we came back, and we met with Larry from Larry's Coffees, and he loved Gabby's story that she wanted to have her own coffee shop.
Having me, Steve. Always good to talk to you and your audience, brother.
So this is this was infuriating to read. It must have been somewhat infuriating to prepare and write. So what was it like? Because you've done such a great job on this on your show on The Blaze, really since it broke last February. But to actually sit down and have to put this much time in discovery in here and like 150 footnotes, I mean, it had to have been trying.
It was. It has more footnotes than pages, 187 pages, over 200 footnotes. And the challenge was, what was too much? You know, I think it's Dennis Prager says any book for more than that's more than 200 pages probably isn't worth reading. I don't know if I need to go quite that far,
yeah.
But when you're dealing with this much information and it's information that's outside of a lot of people's expertise or skill set, it can become white noise. It cannot be accessible, and people feel as if they're not even qualified to consider the skepticism. So we needed to make it obtainable and accessible at the exact same time, and that was the challenge. And that's one of the reasons why when you go throughout the book, there's a couple of themes that get repeated over and over again, because we think those are the most important things that we need to follow up on when this is over.
It's an interesting day on the radio. Okay, so there you do a pop-up, because I saw you guys down at NC State that one time, remember?
Yep.
When NC State, North Carolina State had this whole big giant event for all the new students, and you literally have a pop-up, and you're selling iced coffee and other products and T-shirts and then bags of coffee and everything. So what do you like doing that, Gabby? Like, with all these people coming around and you're talking to people, is that fun for you?
Oh, yeah.
Do you like coffee?
Sometimes.
When do you like it?
Just in the morning.
Yes.
What's your favorite?
I'm so with you.
What's your favorite one you like?
My favorite is the dark roast.
Now, how many types of coffee do you guys offer now?
We have dark and medium.
Dark and medium.
And
but you're a dark roast person.
Yeah. Dark ground.
Yeah, serious. That's serious coffee, Gabby. That's not like playing around. It's dark roast. It's serious. And so what's the reaction like? What are you guys running into out there? Just in general public, when you're at an event and you guys have the grounds set up and the pop-ups there, and people are like, what's Gabby's grounds? And when they find out, there's a lot more to it than just coffee.
Oh, they love it. They love it. They love meeting Gabby. They're out doing selfies with her. They'll come out and just to see her, follow her around. You have people that just follow her. They just want to see her and hang out with her. And
because now, because you've done a lot of media.
Yeah.
Right? That's happened. Like Kelly Clarkson show. When was that?
Last February.
Yeah.
And that was kind of an interesting story.
Yeah, that was.
I say that as a parent with two daughters. So I'm like, that's an interesting story, because Gabby, you met somebody, right? You met a guy.
She met a guy.
Like the beginning of a few stories for the last few thousand years.
Yeah.
She met a guy.
And he lived in another city. And so his mom and me, we decided to surprise them at the airport. So we flew them. And we flew up to Ohio, and he didn't know, and she didn't know. And so when he sees her coming down the escalator, he kind of loses
it. He lost his junk. I watched that video. Do you know how many times that video's been seen, by the way? When's the last time you looked?
12.3 million.
12.3 million. So if you're like, Gabby's grounds, this kind of sounds familiar to me. There's a good chance you guys have probably seen that. And then so Kelly Clarkson's show, how did that come together? They obviously saw the video?
They saw the video and they called us and said, we want to surprise Gabby on the show with Nick, because they thought Gabby surprised Nick, but she didn't. She didn't know either.
Neither one of you knew.
Neither one of them knew. But so they said, we want to surprise her on the show with Nick.
So what was that like, Gabby?
It was good.
Yeah? Was it fun?
Yeah.
So Nick, where does Nick live?
He lives in Ohio.
And you guys met at a conference?
In Detroit, 2 years ago, yesterday, right?
It was Detroit, Michigan.
Wow. So what was that like being on the Mary Clarkson? Or Mary Clarkson. Why did I say Mary?
Kelly Clarkson.
Because I'm old. Kelly Clarkson. What was that like?
It was really fun.
It was fun. Wolfgang Puck was on there and invited us to dinner, right?
At
Spago.
Really?
Treated us to dinner at Spago.
Nice.
That was fun.
Oh, that's super cool.
That was super cool.
Did you think his cooking was pretty good, Gabby?
It was really good.
Yeah, so he passed muster in terms of being a chef. So that was okay. And then what do you guys think about the media thing?
It's awesome. You know, getting a lot of exposure, people donating. It's awesome. Everybody wants to help us get the coffee shop.
So, and then you were on Nightline. What was the Nightline deal?
I think they just show the video of the airport.
Yeah, because it just kind of went all over the place.
Yeah.
And then radio, television. What's been, Gabby, for you, what do you enjoy about this the most? I mean, you have this growing business, and then God willing, you're going to have an actual coffee shop one day. But what do you like about all this the most for you personally?
I like everything.
I think when you have all your workers, all your coworkers at the warehouse, and you guys are having your dance parties and music, and I think that's what you like the most, don't you?
Yeah.
So it's very social.
Oh, yeah.
And then what have you found, Mary, just in terms of people coming to an understanding of what it's like? Because, you know, once I start reading about, conventions and this, because it's obviously a community that supports one another, which is a great biblical model that we should all pay attention to. But in terms of engaging people and having the conversation and getting us, those of us that aren't in your community, to understand what it's like, how is that going?
I think it's much easier than it used to be. I mean, 20 years ago, it was a totally different conversation, but more and more people are more accepting these days. And there's a lot of entrepreneurs with special needs out there now that we partner with, like John's Crazy Socks. And there's a couple stores popping up. There's one in Long Island and one in Colorado that we ship our products to, and they have them in their store. Their whole store is just all people with special needs, all entrepreneurs. So it's more accepting these days, definitely.
Yeah. What do you think's changed along those lines?
I don't know. I mean, maybe because people have been mainstreamed, you know, and they were in school with kids with special needs, or other families were more accepting of having them, that, you know, people were more aware and have seen them. They weren't just hidden away in institutions like they were back in the day.
Yeah, and I think the digital age, because most of what I've seen with you guys, I've seen online.
Okay.
So whether it's Facebook or you see something in the media and then you start connecting the dots and then familiarity.
Yep.
So you're like, oh, look at this. And now you're assuming, you know, 20 years ago, we could assume Down syndrome, they're going to be with their parents the rest of their lives, which we're going to talk about. But then all of a sudden you see all this activity and you go, oh, okay, maybe I had lowered the bar too low myself. And then you can get behind it. So we're going to talk about what you can do as being a part of this story. Super exciting. Lots of things going on. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show, here today with Gabby Angelini and her mom, Mary Angelini. Gabby's Grounds is the effort, the business, the ongoing concern. Gabby'sGrounds.com is the website. Gabby's, G-A-B-I-S, Gabby'sGrounds.com. Would you guys quit playing around in here? This is like a really serious show. This is a really serious thing going on here. You're not allowed to have fun. You're not allowed to smile. You're not allowed to laugh. So we're talking today about this beautiful story. Gabby's was given... I look at this in terms of being a steward of your affliction. That's a phrase that I kind of picked up several years ago with a friend who died from stomach cancer. And once he found out, he spent about a year and a half battling it. But he really, if you look at his stomach cancer as a piece of fruit, he squeezed everything out of that he could. So he became, and that's just a phrase that God just kind of dropped into me at his funeral, that Mike was a great steward of his affliction. He had these challenges. But yet he used it to be a kingdom builder and to impact people's lives. And that's obviously what's been going on with Gabby and Mary and their whole family. Gabby'sGrounds.com, and we're going to talk about ways that you guys can get involved. But Down syndrome in general, help us to come to a better understanding of it, Mary, because I think most of us probably don't really understand much. We see it. I mentioned this earlier. It seems like everybody with Down syndrome has an extra beat of happiness and joy. And if you know, you sit there and go, well... Maybe this is an interesting, bizarre thought. Maybe we'll all be a little less burdened and a little more joyful in heaven.
I agree.
Because when you have Down syndrome, what does that mean? Like functionally, what does it mean?
Well, there's different degrees functionally.
Okay.
You know what I mean? There's low functioning where they wouldn't be able to live on their own. They would need a caregiver, which they could still live in an apartment on their own. They would just have to have caregivers come in and help them. So they still can have their own autonomy. But then there's high functioning, like Gabby. I mean, she can live on her own with maybe minimal support, maybe help with financials.
Yeah.
But, you know.
So when you hear that phrase... High functioning, low functioning. We should mostly think it's pretty much a mental challenge. Is
right.
That?
Exactly. I mean, some people have some physical challenges, yeah. And there's a lot of dual diagnosis with autism and Down syndrome. Mm. There's a lot of people that have both. So it really depends on everybody's individual, and you don't know what they have going on, you know? So it's a wide variety.
And was she pretty independent at an early age?
Oh, yeah. I mean, with five brothers, she had to be, you know, they weren't going to help her.
Kind of survival of the fittest
yeah,
action
right.
going on there.
There you go. There you go. You fall down, you get up yourself.
Yeah, you know? Get up yourself. So, Gabby, would you consider yourself kind of tough?
Really tough.
Really tough. See,
oh, yeah.
There's
she's
that passivity
tough.
Again
she,
showing up
she's
again.
Passive. She's a skier. She won gold medal skiing.
Wow.
She's a
gymnastics.
Gymnastics.
So is that like the Special Olympics kind of
Special
stuff?
Olympics, yeah. They taught her how to ski in one day.
Wow.
One day she went from the baby bunny hill to the slope.
To the slope.
On one day.
How cool
I watched them.
How old
amazing.
Were you, Gabby, when you learned how to ski?
What
do you remember?
Like 12?
Don't remember.
I don't remember. Maybe 12, 13.
Yeah. That's so cool.
Yeah.
And so as you, tell me about the community. The community of families that have somebody that's got Down syndrome. What's that like?
All your best buddies, right?
Oh, yeah. My friends.
Your friends, right? The cool kids, they call them.
Yeah.
The cool kids club, right? What's that like?
It was really cool.
What do you guys like to do?
Sometimes we just hang out, go swimming sometimes, and sometimes go on bowling.
Oh, yeah. Bowling. Is bowl? Do you like what? Do you like bowling?
Oh yeah, I do strikes.
You do? What do you like? Bowling's just kind of fun, I think. Plus, when you're an aggressive person like you are and like I am, there's just something about throwing a big heavy object down a long piece of wood and destroying other things that's somehow just a little bit pleasurable.
Yeah.
At least to me, it's just kind of fun doing that. So, having a coffee shop and getting to that point, where are you at? What's this going to take? What's it going to take? To get, because Gabby, do you want to run the coffee shop? Like, that's yours. It's your business. You want to manage it. You want to run it.
Oh, yeah.
That's the deal. And then you already have some employees because you guys have employees with Gabby's Grounds already. So then you guys can run it together. So what's it going to take? What's this challenge? What's this wall look like?
It's a financial wall. You know, we can use another $150,000. That's mostly what we need. We've got everything else in place.
Seed money to start the business.
Seed money. That's it. You know, it's been proven, you know, Biddy and Bowes in Wilmington is on their sixth shop, so it's
wow.
a proven record that it can be done. And, you know, there's a couple in Raleigh that have opened, you know, 321 and a Special Blend up in Greensboro. It's been done. It's
Ches
a sustainable.
Ches
Jenez, yeah.
Because there's an allure to it as a consumer that you say, okay, when I you know, a lot of us now at this point have a preference, and COVID really kind of put an exclamation point after this, to support local, small, independent
right.
businesses.
Right.
So you have a local coffee shop, a local sandwich shop, whatever, just a mom and pop store. And I think there's a natural desire for people to support that. And
yep.
I think that's grown in the last 12 to 14 months.
Yep.
And so you can come in and then you go, okay, it's like the anti-Starbucks. Does anybody at Starbucks corporately really need any help? No. They're massively successful. They're all over the globe. And Starbucks has just been really turned into a part of our culture.
Yeah,
it's just a normal. You're going to meet somebody for coffee. What's the first thing you think?
Well, yep.
Where's the nearest Starbucks, which is usually less than a mile, no matter where you're at. So then there's the allure of helping a local business. But then when you see that you're helping people in the special needs community, now you've added another layer of meaningfulness to buying coffee.
Yeah.
So what do you think is the biggest? What are you running into in terms of financing? And people that will support and help get it off the ground. Because I think it'll be successful once it's going.
I just think that we haven't found the big donors yet. I mean, we've got a lot of low-level supporters, but not any big donors have stepped forward yet. So we're praying for that, right?
So what would Gabby's Grounds look like? Like, what would you want the shop to be like, Gabby?
Do a dance parties.
Get out of here.
Talent show.
Open
mic night.
That's a great idea. Open mic night. So a lot more going on than just coffee.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, community, right?
Fashion show.
Fashion show.
A fashion show.
Speed dating.
Oh, yeah.
All right, hold on. As a father with two daughters, all right, Mary, you crack that open. So speed dating, what, really?
Well, we've seen that. There's a show on Netflix. I forget what it's called.
I don't remember.
But it's pretty cool. They did it. They did it with people with autism. It was like an awesome night. I mean, we want to do that, too.
Josh Mears, who I think is a friend of yours, right? For you, is Josh up in? Is he up in Connecticut?
Yeah.
Anyway, he put on here. My question to Gabby is: did you find it hard when being interviewed by businesses that they would tell you that you're not fit to work at the company or that you're too slow? Was that hard for you to hear stuff like that?
It was hard.
How did you deal with that?
I just deal with it because I don't care what other people would say.
Just that's it. It's a bummer, and move on.
That's right.
And that's it.
They don't define us, right?
Nope. We define who we are.
That's right.
So it's one thing for Gabby. How is it for Mom?
Yeah, absolutely. You know what I mean? This is what God put us here for. So That's our mission. So I'm happy to have found my mission.
So yeah. So how do you look at it through the lens of Scripture and being a follower of Christ? How do you kind of filter everything that's happened and what's going on now?
Yeah, I feel for sure that He put me here for a reason. He gave me Gabby for a reason, and the reason is to help other people with special needs find their place in the world and find fulfillment and be happy and meaningful work, right? Just like you wanted. So,
not terribly dissimilar from the rest of us.
Yeah.
Really.
Right.
Is that something that shouldn't be like some kind of revelation to people that don't have special needs? That essentially Gabby wants the same thing the rest of us want.
I think they're just ignorant, not in a bad way. They just don't know that they're capable. So yeah. I think to shine the light on them and say they're capable of having work and a business and relationships and live on their own, I think they just are unaware that they can be capable yeah. like that, because they weren't taught that. You know what I mean? They were always shunned. Let's put them in the special needs room. Let's
right,
put
right.
them away from the population. So we fought really hard through high school. Like, no, she's going to be included. She deserves to be included. And they need to see her to
yeah.
because she's going to live in that community. So, I mean, why block her from them yeah. growing up?
So what was that like educationally? How'd you deal with that?
I mean, she was in the regular occupational course of study. So she got her diploma. And she had to do work study outright. Where did you work at?
Whispering Pines.
Whispering Pines. You worked in a nursing home, and you worked at, wasn't it Sears?
Yeah.
So she was out in the community and working, and the rest of her kids in the class, too. So.
And how do you think, without naming names, how do you think we're doing in the church on this subject?
Mm.
Not so good.
Yeah, why is that, do you think?
I don't know why. I mean, we're at a new church now, and she's not feeling included, and a friend of hers goes to that church, and he's not feeling included as well, and he's been there for a lot longer than her. Huh. I mean, she tries to go down and join in with the group, and, you know, if they're at the front of the church, she'll go down there, but she'll come back and say, nobody's talking to me, which I don't understand. It's like, this is church. This is where she should be welcome the most.
Does it usually take an intermediary? It's like somebody's got to have the talk.
Yeah, it does. It does, so I guess that's going to need to happen.
How do you handle that?
Well, you just go find out, you know, who's in charge and say, let's have a conversation about this. What can we do to accommodate
yeah.
this situation? How can we make it more welcoming?
Especially in youth groups, and I used to have this conversation with our kids, especially our oldest, Hayden, who's 25. He's still different, very different, very intelligent, kind of artsy, kind of nerdy. So he was an outsider, but he had a heart for outsiders. So he kind of developed that on his own. But with our kids, I was always like, the last place that we should see exclusionary behavior is in a church.
Right.
We'll pick it up there when we come back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show, with Mary and Gabby and Faith. Come here, Faith. Come here. All right, so Faith,
she's so shy.
You're so shy. So she walks onto camera, and she doesn't look at me. She doesn't look at Gabby. She doesn't look at Grandma. She looks directly at the camera. Faith, do you want to say anything to all these people out here listening and watching? What do you want to say to them? Tell me something about Gabby.
Huh.
Come here, a little closer. Get to the mic. I know you're shy.
Okay, Gabby.
Closer. Closer. That's good. Go.
Sometimes. Gabby is really a really nice aunt, and she has some problems sometimes, but she works through them.
She works through them.
And she actually is a really nice girl.
Wow. Now, do you think Gabby's the only one that has problems that need to be worked through every once in a while?
No, I think everyone...
Everybody does.
Yeah.
Do you ever?
Yeah.
Thanks, Faith. Appreciate that. How do you like being an aunt?
It's Gabby? Fun.
Is that pretty cool?
It's cool.
Aunt Gabby. Did you give her a? Did she just call you Aunt Gabby, or did you want her to call you something else?
Doesn't matter for me.
Doesn't matter. Pretty easy going.
Yeah.
Faith's still going. Faith is now. We've got another person on the show. Faith is now a part of the program today. And so let's. I want to stay a little bit on the church thing, and so because this is a challenge. Because we don't need to, I want to talk about this in global terms. Doesn't matter whether you go to the church Mary and Gabby to or the church I go to, whatever. Let's talk about your church out there. So what do you say to the rest of us? Take advantage of the opportunity and talk to the rest of us about people with Down syndrome, families that are dealing with Down syndrome people in general, and the church community and how we look at people that are different or have struggles that perhaps we don't have. What's your advice for us? What do you want to say to us?
I would say, you know, come alongside of us. Treat us, you know, like you would treat a friend, and, you know, welcome our children into your world. You know, don't exclude us. Don't just walk by and give a strange look. Just come and talk to us. Understand what's going on in our world or how they can help or, you know, how they can be a friend. Just how you would be to anybody else. Just don't turn us off. You know, kind of like walking by a homeless person. You just turn them off. Like, don't turn us off.
Yeah. Now, if people come up and start asking questions, is that awkward? Do you want us to ask questions?
You can ask questions. That's fine. I don't mind. I mean, when we see somebody else with Down syndrome, it's an immediate sisterhood. It's immediate. It's oh, come here.
Right.
It's like zap. So there's no problem there. But with a regular population, they kind of shy away from us, like something's wrong with us.
So is it a challenge to kind of, because I know I would struggle with this, where part of me would be like, all right, come on, everybody. It's obvious that our family's a little bit different than your family. Somebody come deal with the elephant in the room. Somebody come talk. Versus me having to go after them. This is a bigger challenge for young people. And I've had people in Sunday school classes that I've taught before that say in the church, well, we don't feel welcome here. And I'm like, well, okay, well, tell me about who you've actually contacted. What have you done?
Right.
Instead of just waiting for somebody to come to you, have you engaged? So how do, is that an area where there can be some tension if people say, hey, okay, so I noticed, does Gabby have Down syndrome? What's that like? Or is it okay for people
to ask questions? I mean, it's okay for me. I'm happy with that. I mean, because once they find out and meet her, they're going to love her.
Right.
You know, everybody falls in love with you, right, Boo?
I'm lovable.
You are lovable. And humble.
Yes.
And cute.
Lovable and humble. Fit right in here. Well, you're way more lovable than I am. You're probably more humble than I am as well. All right, so back to the business at hand. Tell us what we can do. How can we get involved, Gabby? What do you want to say to people that are listening or watching about Gabby's grounds, about what you guys are trying to do, about helping you guys, about the coffee shop and wanting to start this business? What do you say to everybody that's listening and watching right now? What do you want to say?
I'm a hugger.
She's a hugger.
She's a hugger. So if they want to get a hug, they have to come and see you at a pop-up?
Yeah.
And what about if they want to...
Yeah, but bring your wallet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And what if they want to order some coffee and stuff? Where do they go?
Our website and on GoFundMe.
And what's your website?
www.gabbysgrounds.com.
So when you go there, then there's right there. Your purchase empowers people with special abilities one cup at a time. #brewing empowerment. Shop now.
Yep. Right? Shop now.
Those magic two words. And so what can we buy on the website? Because everybody listens, you guys, for those of you that have watched or listened for a while, you know where I'm about to go. With knowledge comes responsibility. Okay, so once you know, then the question becomes, what do you do with what you know? Which is a very wide-ranging, I can do ethics on that all day. I can do governmental things all day. I can do general Christianity all day on that. But once you know, what do you do with what you know? And so tell us about the different things that we can get, because we should all be helping. This is a beautiful story and a great effort. And a worthy cause. But what are the things? Because there's a lot going on here. There's a lot of different things you can buy. So tell us about what we can buy at the store.
We have t-shirts, and we have oolong tea, and bags of coffee.
And mugs.
Mugs, tumblers.
Socks.
Socks, like my favorite show, Friends.
Friends socks. I see that one. That's super cool. And then Brewing Empowerment Campfire mug. Then you've got boxes of stuff. Like, these are like gift boxes?
Yeah, gift boxes. Yeah, gift boxes. Yeah.
Daylight savings gift box. Tell me about that one. Is there an alarm clock in that?
There's an alarm clock. It's a cute little blue alarm clock to help people get up.
Gabby, what do you think about alarm clocks?
I don't use alarm clock because I don't like waking up.
Amen, amen, sister. It's true. I appreciate that. Okay, the daylight savings gift box. That's really cute. Coffee, soap, and candy gift box. So there's all kinds of pamper. What's the pamper gift box? What's going on there?
Right, your brother, right? Your brother Brandon from Wild Soap. He makes our what?
He makes our bath bombs and
he makes
Coffee soap.
Coffee soap.
Sugar scrub.
Sugar scrub.
Lip balm.
Lip balm.
With your coffee, right?
With my coffee.
So do you guys then, in the community, with people with special needs and such, what phrase should I use? When we say you guys are part of what kind of community, what should we say?
I say special abilities.
Special abilities. So that's a better term than special needs. Do you get offended when people say special needs?
No.
Do we have to walk on eggshells?
No. We're not easily offended.
That's good.
Because we understand. We were on the other side of the fence once, too. We didn't know. That's you don't know point. Until you have one.
That's a great point. And so with a lot of these things, they'll give bath bombs and stuff. Are you working with other people in the special abilities community? Do you try to do that?
We are trying to do that. Like John's Crazy Socks, they have a Down syndrome box, so our coffee is in that. So we're trying to create our own box with like Joe's popcorn and different things that we're going to have our own. We would like to have that in our store to have all entrepreneurs with special needs to have their products to sell in our store with our coffee shop.
So it's almost like a consignment
shop
to a certain extent.
Yep.
But now you're bringing that whole community in
and
then blessing everybody else while at the same time. So what do you do with, you're making money. It's okay to make money. I have no problem with profit. I have no problem with capitalism. Capitalism with a heart is great. It's pleasing to God. It's productive. But are you trying to do some other things? Are you trying to support? Are there causes that you're trying to support within the special abilities community or kind of the philanthropy side of it?
I mean, we're just trying to, you know, open up our first coffee shop and then hopefully open up more in other cities so that they can have them as well in their cities.
Because we were figuring out, by most estimates, it looks like somewhere between 250 and 300,000 people in America right now living with Down syndrome, which means their families are a part of it, their communities are a part of it, there's churches that are a part of it. So it's a pretty active community, isn't it? You said that you guys are... conferences and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, yeah, there's conferences. Well, there were conferences before COVID, but there's other groups, too, like Best Buddies from NC State and Capernaum. There's a lot of different groups that we're involved with,
And what's your advice to families that are just coming into this world, whether it's Down syndrome or something else, special abilities, special needs? What's your advice to them?
Listen to your heart. Listen to your kid. Don't listen to, you know, what people tell you you can or can't do. Just do what God puts on your heart.
Is it kind of like in the homeschool community, when people are, we'll get asked the question about homeschooling because we've been a homeschooling family for like 17 years, and people are like, well, we're thinking about getting into homeschooling. What's your advice? And I always tell them, very first thing, community.
Yeah.
Get into the community.
Right.
And get to meet other people because they're out there.
That's right.
And they share your perspective. I mean, for those of us that don't have somebody in our family with special abilities.
Yep.
We can't have that perspective.
Right.
We should care. We should try to understand. But we're not on your side of the table.
Right. No, you're right. Community is number one. You're right.
Yeah. And so that's something, obviously, you can find online. But so people can buy products at gabbysgrounds.com. They can do that. Can they come volunteer? Can they be a part of the process?
They can. They can go on our website and fill out, shoot me an email and if they want to come and help out. Yep.
And what about people working in the actual business?
Yep. They can fill an application on our website. Yep.
So that's there as well. Oh, employment. Look at that. I'm not as stupid as I look. There it is. For hire. That's pretty cool. Gabby's Grounds employees are available to do your stuffing, packing, and order fulfillment.
Right. So if you have anybody that needs any work done, we can do it for you. We've got a huge warehouse. We can have lots of pallets. We're, bidding on big jobs. So.
Wow. That's really cool.
Yeah.
So is this full-time for you too, Mary?
Oh, yeah, full-time.
This is like all in.
Yeah, 24/7.
All right, I only have one more question. Are you ready, Gabby?
Yeah.
When can I come get a T-shirt and some coffee?
Yeah, that's anytime you want.
That's a good question.
Anytime you want.
All right, so text me the address, and I'll come over.
Okay.
And we'll do that. And then let's do, do you have any internet there?
Yes.
Okay, let's do a show there.
Okay.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yes.
And we'll get some of your fellow employees.
Okay.
And everybody can be a part of the show.
That's awesome.
And we do it on site.
All right.
And that'll be on Facebook Live and YouTube Live at the same time. Is that all right? Is that cool, Gabby?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so Gabby, one last time, just invite people to check out Gabby's Grounds. What do you want to say? They're listening. They're watching. What do you say to them?
I'm a break dancer.
I wish I was more like you. I'm a break dancer, so go to GabbyGrounds.com. And then there's Faith, who is...
Hello.
There she is again. Gabby, thanks so much for coming today. It's been awesome. I'm sorry it took so long, but it's so great to have you here. Did you have fun? Did you enjoy it?
Oh, yeah.
Can we do it again?
Oh, yeah.
Your place next time. All right, cool. We'll do it at the warehouse. Mary?
Thank you, Steve.
You're
appreciate
welcome.
It. You're awesome. You.
You're awesome as well. Thank you so much. We'll be back tomorrow. Chad Harvey... Pastor Chad on Theology Thursday, and We're going to talk about some difficult things tomorrow when you take a biblical perspective at depression, anxiety, suicide, even cremation. That can be a challenging thing. But we're going to do that tomorrow on the Steve Noble Show. God bless you, and God willing, I'll talk to you then.